Blog Talk Radio.
Many goats out there that pretend they are sheep. Amongst the sheep, there are many wolves. You may have been able to fool your family. You may have been able to fool the church you go to. But you have not fooled me. You will stand before me, and I will judge you. Yes, I have loved you. Yes, I have showered you with mercy and grace. I have been long-suffering with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Yea, as the scripture has said, for some of you, I have just put up with you. And I warn you today, I have put up with you for as long as I am. Very soon, the door of grace is going to close to this world. And only those who are in Christ will be called out of this world as though it was lifted above the flood. If you want to be lifted above the flood of my judgment, you must be in Christ before I shut the door, saith the Lord. I hear you now to say, I don't believe it. Hear me now, said the Lord. You will soon see it. But when you see it, it will be too late for you. And remember, moms and dads, the children of the wicked will remain here with the wicked. Only the children of the righteous shall leave with the righteous. Mom and Dad, are your children going to leave with you? Or are your children going to remain through the judgment? As I have said, there will be much weeping and gnashing of teeth. When you cry for me, I will not hear you. When you call out to me, then I will not answer you once the door is closed. Some of you have been taught a lie. And rather than read my Bible and find out for yourself, you have believed what men have told you. And it's a lie. Today, out of mercy and grace, I warn you one more time. time. The door. The way of escape will soon close. And I will only call them my righteous children.
Hurry, it is time to enter the ark. Everything is in readiness. The appointed time has arrived. This is alarming. There is only one door to enter in. Many have been called and warned that the appointed time was at hand. Warnings and the gospel have been preached throughout the world to all peoples, nations, and tongues. Many have been called. I feel like I'm going to cry here from this, the Holy Spirit. Many have been called and warned that the appointed time was at hand. All right, back up a little. Warnings in the gospel have been preached throughout the world to all peoples, nations, and tongues. Many have been called, only a righteous few have been chosen. I am shutting the door. Oh boy. Judgment comes to the wicked, unrepentant world. As it was in the days of Noah, it is once again. Those who have not heeded my warnings and entered the ark will perish. Oh, the earth will be in chaos, and the door is shut. Weeping and gnashing of teeth, fire in the street, and the smell of death and sulfur will be in the air. My messengers and prophets have been shouting repent from the rooftops. They have prepared the way for my return. Repent now. Boy.
Oh, yes, Lord. My goodness, Lord. You are so awesome.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is speaking
praise
to his people.
God.
Praise God. And the Lord wants his message to be heard tonight. Praise to the Lord.
Praise
the Lord came
Jesus.
To tell
Hallelujah.
Me these things. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. God is good. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hear me, brothers and sisters? Welcome, welcome. Welcome. Hallelujah. Ladies, praise your name, Jesus. And everyone who is listening, hallelujah. May God bless you. Okay, thank you, Sister Lisa and Brother Elby. Thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God. My brothers and sisters, great message tonight, hallelujah. And the great news, hallelujah, is that we're going home, hallelujah. Soon, hallelujah, Jesus will come and take, hallelujah, his bride home. Praise your name, Jesus. Heavenly Father, hallelujah, forgive us our sins, Jesus, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, cleanse us, Jesus, purify our soul, mind, hallelujah, purify our heart, Jesus, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, I repent, Jesus, from all type and kind of a sin that I have committed against you, my Lord, cleanse me, Jesus, with your holy and mighty hallelujah, blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Use me, Lord Jesus. I'm just a vessel, Lord Jesus. I'm your servant, Lord, for your people tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, ministry to your people tonight. Touch their heart. Touch their heart and their mind. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good, God is good. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Heavenly Father, hallelujah, Jesus and the Holy Spirit, you're welcome into this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Lord's hour, my brothers and sisters. May God bless you. May God bless you. Hallelujah, abundantly. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, take charge of our protection. Everyone who's listening in this, hallelujah, this moment, cover us with your holy and mighty blood, Jesus, and cleanse us, Jesus, from all unrighteousness, Lord. Protect us, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, and I bind every evil spirit in the mighty name of Jesus and break their powers by the blood of Jesus and send them all to the pit of hell in Jesus' name. The atmosphere, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. God is good. My brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Any moment, the church will be taken. We're living in critical times and incredible times. Hallelujah. We are living in prophetic times, my brothers and sisters. The church can leave any time. The Bible tells us that he will come when you least expect it. When you least expect it, praise your name, Jesus. The day will be very glorious for the church, but very scary and sad for those that are going to be left behind. Friends, hallelujah. It is over. We are not, hallelujah, afraid. We are happy instead. We know that our redemption is close. Hallelujah. The great day, the powerful day, the big day, the extraordinary day is close. Jesus is coming. It's coming. This new world order that they are talking about will bring pain and persecution to lots of Christians and pastors. Perhaps we'll go to jail. The new world order is already here. Understand the events. Understand the events. The horn that will take control of this fallen world. Daniel 8. It's full of pride, this world. His government system will be in control. It will be abused. Revelation 13 will dominate the world. It means while all these things take place, friends, hallelujah, that don't have Jesus, your time is running out. Repent now. Repent, run to Jesus. If you don't pray and fast, if you don't read the Bible, then you will be tricked by the system. We are like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, by sin that has provoked the anger of God. There's nothing good or beautiful to tell, starting from churches that, hallelujah, they have not pleased God. And I'm talking to some churches. Church, share the gospel. Warriors, pray and continue to share the gospel until our redemption. How would you manage the events that we're seeing right now? Time is running out. We're seeing the Bible prophecy being unfolded and fulfilled every day before our eyes. The world is changing. The word tells us that the last day, the world will change. The world will enter into a new system. The world is pointing to tribulation. Man cannot resolve the world problems. man cannot govern well. The Bible tells us that the Antichrist, the son of perdition, he will bring an answer to a world with no answer. He will resolve the world problems. He will bring the fake peace. Now hear me now. He will bring the fake peace, a new system, a worldwide control. Seeing that governments don't last. They don't last too long. They last short times because people get rid of them. Because some presidents are good or bad. We get new administration, new governments. We move them and then we get new ones every time. Because the world is getting complicated and more difficult. And too much corruption. Men cannot govern. That is why Jesus will rule in the millennium. Hallelujah. And it will be perfect. No mistakes. No mistakes. Because God is perfect. And it will be, hallelujah, truthful. Because God does not lie. You have seen the world. They have changed. And it's moving fast as a giant footstep to a new world order. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Antichrist will have a new world order. One world system, one world, one religion. One world with currency. Everything will be in control by the Antichrist. The price soon will take place. The rapture is imminent. Any time can take place. Everything that you are seeing soon will take place and change. We are not going to be here because Jesus will rapture us and spare us from his wrath to come. The truth of God will manifest any moment. The prophecy will be fulfilled, and it's going really fast every day. Everything will take place. Everything that is written will take place. If you are just watching social media, you will be tricked. Very easy to be lied to because you have put your trust in men. Put your trust in God so you will know the truth. Things are taking place so fast. Jesus will come. The days ahead of us are very terrible. Jesus told me in a dream last week, in my dreams, daughter, your nation days are very bad. Bad days are coming to this nation, daughter. The world is out of place. North Korea, Russia, Iran, president with nuclear bombs. Nations with nuclear bombs and power, all they can do is push the red button, and it will be chaos. Korea is testing missiles. There is tension of the world with nuclear bombs and creating chaos world, which is exactly what the Antichrist needs to enter. This is not a game. This is the real thing that we're seeing now. And living. They're threatening with the nuclear bombs like if they were guns or missiles. The Lord coming is getting closer and closer and closer every day. Food prices have gone up. Gas prices have gone up. People are starting to go crazy in some other countries. People in Africa are dying for the lack of food. Peru is in chaos because food and gas prices have gone up. It is coming here to prepare. Prepare with food and water. If you don't have Christ, you will not have peace in this storm. In Africa, people are dying of starvation. No more playing games. Let's get right with God. No president of the United Nations will resolve this fallen world. This famine will go everywhere. We're living prophetic times. Days ahead of us are difficult. Let's get right with God. Hallelujah. Every corner of this planet, if we don't start looking for God, especially the church, things are going to get worse. There's some American generals, captains that are warning. They're warning that possible world war. God has been talking to and warning his people in the world for so long. The good news, the gospel news, but they have paid, hallelujah, they have not paid attention to his calling, to his warning, neither to the word of God. Prepare for the wrath of God is near. God cannot be mocked. The five types of judgment. What you sow, you reap. It's a judgment of consequences. Sometimes you ask, why am I living like this? Why am I living this experience? Think, when you are living in sin and deprivation, sin that are against God's Ten Commandments, there is a consequence. And there are consequences. What you sow, you reap, right? Everything about your life. People that are, hallelujah, that are listening. It's time to get right with God. There are five types of judgment. Second judgment is a natural disaster. Judgments that have come because men sin. We got, hallelujah, the case of 9/11. That brought us a terrible tragedy to America. Natural disasters, earthquakes, hurricanes, volcanoes, eruptions, tornadoes, tsunami, etc., or any other tragedy that would be natural disaster, wind, cold, when it gets so hot, etc., that provokes death. All of this, God has allowed it, and also has happened because of mankind of sin. God allows this to happen to bring people to repentance. Very important. The judgment of abundance. God gave his hallelujah when people, hallelujah, have given their back on God. And when God gave his back to man, and this has happened in many occasions, even to the people of Israel. Many occasions God has given his back to people. Why? Because too much idolatry. Because of abomination. Deprivation. And when a person or society or a nation or a group of people leave God or turn their back on God, there is a big consequence. There are, hallelujah, there will be judgment. God is still love. But when a person knows God and decides to give his back on God, judgment of abundance is called. Judgment are the judgments that are going to occur in the Great Tribulation. 21 judgments that are going to take place in the 7 years of tribulation. Judgment will be the eternal judgment. This is the last punishment of the lake of fire. And this is said, all the people of the world, whoever you are, hallelujah, you are those that have rejected Jesus as their own Savior. This is the judgment that they will have. It said, all the people that have rejected Jesus as their own Savior, This is the judgment that they will have. It is sad, but don't think that God is God of wrath. God is a God of love, but also a consuming fire. God is God of mercy, but there is a moment when God's mercy is finished. God is still a God of grace, a kind God, God of mercy, and hallelujah, peaceful God. The word tells us that he is slow to anger and great of mercy. But we see the condition of man, the world, how it is. It is not behaving. It is not behaving before a God to mercy. Let's take a good look. Hallelujah. Of what is happening in the world right now. Tragedy, war. You see how humans have given their back to God? God in this moment is prepared to bring judgment to humans. We have preached a lot. At this very moment, the gospel has, hallelujah, been reached to the four quarters of earth. The gospel has been preached everywhere. We are in red alert. We have to look for God. We have to find God. The judgment of God will come to this earth. People now on these days don't like to listen to this kind of messages. They just like to listen to nice and beautiful things because they like it. We have to get close to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. The rapture. The raising of the church into heaven. 1 Thessalonians 4:17 is the next, hallelujah, event on the prophetic calendar. The next event. The rapture is when Christ comes back. Friends that are listening. And takes every Christian that is still on this earth and resurrects, all, and hallelujah, resurrects all of those who have died and takes them to heaven with him, hallelujah. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, Paul expresses that the Lord's return will be like a thief in the night. No one knows the date or time. However, there are several signs that we're seeing it right now before our eyes of the end times and that we can all be aware of. Events such as earthquakes all the time, these natural disasters, war, and so much more, persecution against Christians, all the signs leading to the rapture. To understand that Jesus is coming. Praise your name, Jesus. We must all appear before, hallelujah, the judgment seat of Christ so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done well in the body, whether good or bad, says the word of God. And he went to prepare a place for you and me. He said that he will come back and take us to be with him, that we can also may be where he's at. Praise your name, Jesus. So let's rejoice. Let's rejoice. Let's rejoice. Even through difficult times, even through events that are going to take place because there's still, hallelujah, we're going to see it. We're going to go, hallelujah, through events so fast because everything have gotten so fast and we have to be rejoiced. We cannot be sad about it because God is coming, hallelujah, to take his bride home. Hallelujah, we do need, hallelujah, to keep his commandments and to continue to be patiently, hallelujah, because God is patient to us. And then, hallelujah, we're going to see, hallelujah, the Son of Man in heaven. Praise your name, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And then all the peoples of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet. With a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from four winds, from one end of the heavens of the other to the other. Remember that our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise your name, Yeshua. Hallelujah. He said it's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, Acts 1:7-8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is with us. And the Holy Spirit is leading us, hallelujah, to Jesus. And we can feel it. And we can feel it because we have the Holy Spirit in us. We can feel his coming, hallelujah. And he's showing us. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Welcome to the Lord's hour, brothers and sisters. Will Arlays and Joseph, Brian, everyone who's in the chat room and everyone who's listening, welcome to the Lord's hour. May God bless you and bless you. Hallelujah. Continue, continue, hallelujah, to persevere. Continue to endure because, hallelujah, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming, Mark 13:24-27, but in those days following that distress, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At the time, people will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory, and he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. My brothers and sisters, the world right now have gone crazy. We have seen so much stuff right now happening. But we should not worry or get scared. We should just, hallelujah, we're just knowing all these things and we're seeing all these things. Because we know, hallelujah, that Jesus, hallelujah, is coming. The Lord was letting me know in a dream. He was letting me know. He said, daughter, your nation is heading to bad times. And I remember saying to the Lord, my nation, Lord, it's not my nation. You know why, brothers and sisters? Because we're not from here. We are from heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, my nation, in our spirit, my brothers and sisters, in our spirit, we belong to heaven. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God is good. The rapture. We, hallelujah, who are alive, who are left, We're going to be caught up together with them in the clouds, my brothers and sisters, to meet the Lord in the air. This is soon. It's going to soon will take place. And so we always be with the Lord. We're going to be with the Lord forever. What are the things that we do need to, hallelujah, do to make it to the rapture? It's staying holiness, because the Lord let us know. He let us know in his word, be holy because I am holy. Turn away from sin. Whatever you're doing, turn away. If anything is bad, turn away from it. And seek the Lord. Repent. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. God is good, my brothers and sisters. And God, hallelujah, he's been putting, hallelujah, in my heart. Hallelujah. Because he, in any moment, the church will be taken. We're living in critical times. We are living in prophetic times. The church will leave any time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, says the word of God, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. Hallelujah. We're waiting for a blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of a great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. For God has not destined us for wrath. That's going to be for those that are going to be left behind, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, we got to stay awake. We have to stay awake because we don't know the date of the Lord. We don't know when it's coming. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in Jesus. Believe also in me, says the Lord, in John 14:1-3. In my Father's house are many rooms. And if it were not so, will I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. We should be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour you do not expect. Praise your name. Praise your name, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My brothers and sisters, hallelujah. We got to be ready at all times. We got to be ready at all times. We have to be ready at all times. Every day repent. Every day repent. And remember, when you are at work, in the morning when you get up, when you go to work, when you drive your car, when you come back from work, when you are in the house, when you're working in the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Before you go to bed, you pray to God. Say, Lord, I repent from all type and kind of a sin that I have committed against you, and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Cleanse me, Jesus. in the Lord's hour, there's the repentance prayer. Read the repentance prayer, brothers and sisters. It is in the Lord's hour. It's a very good prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And read the word of God. Read the word of God, brothers and sisters. Read it. So you will not be deceived. So you will not be tricked by all the social media, but everything that is happening on earth, everything that you're seeing on earth, read the word of God. So you will not be deceived by the enemy. Read the word of God. So when you go through testing, hallelujah, you will pass it by reading the word of God. Memorize biblical verses. So when the time comes, you will have it in your memory. And when they take the Bibles away, because that's going to happen, persecution is coming, you will have the Bible in your mind. Memorize a scripture. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Praise your name, Jesus. Brother Will is writing in the chat room. He said he had a dream. He was upstairs in the upstairs room, and he was waiting for Jesus, and he kept blinking his eyes in a dream. And he knew on one of those blinks, he will be gone. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, that's a beautiful dream, Brother Will. That's a beautiful dream. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. You see, brothers and sisters, you got to be on guard. And that's a beautiful dream because God, hallelujah, in that dream is letting you know you'll be taken. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. God is good. God wants to take everyone, my brothers and sisters. He wants to take everyone. He does not want no one to perish. Because he's a merciful also God. But my brothers and sisters, there's going to be a lot of people who's going to be left behind. And it's not because God didn't want to. It's because they were disobeying, they were sinning, and they were doing other things that were not pleasing God. Continue to pray and say, Lord, Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray that you will give me dreams and visions and reveal to me. Talk to me, Lord. Let me know. Let him know to the Lord. Let me know if I'm going to be taken. Let me know, please. Or let me know the things that I needs to be changed. Search my heart, oh God, and show me and tell me, please. Because I want to be with you. I don't want to miss, hallelujah, the rapture for anything, for no one. Because I want to be with you. Because I cannot live without you, Jesus. I want to be with you for eternity. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Talk to God. He listens to our prayers. And let him know. He knows that he knows. He knew yesterday. He knows today. And he knows the future. And he knows if you're not, if you're going to make it or not. You say, Lord, at that very moment, sucking, at that very sucking, my Lord, that you're going to see, that you know that I'm going to be doing something that is not going to be pleasing you. And Lord, that I'm going to be missing the rapture because I'm not going to, because I'm at that second, I'm going to be not pleasing you. My God, please, my Lord, tell him, please, oh, help me. So at that very second of the rapture, I will be pleasing you. I will be right with you at that very moment, at that very second. I want to be right. I want to be right with you. I want my name to be written in the book of life. And help me, soul. Help me change. Help me, Jesus. Put in me what you need. What I need, Lord. Put in me what it needs to be done. What I need to do so I can be with you, Lord. Even if it hurts, tell them. Even if it hurts, whatever it takes, Lord. And then don't cry later. Don't cry later because he did it out of love. Just say, whatever it takes, Lord, but I want to make it. I want to be with you. Please don't leave me. Hallelujah. Give me a new heart, a new spirit. Put a new spirit between in me, Lord, and change my thoughts. Change my Lord. Purify my heart. Change me, Jesus. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. I beg you, my Lord. I beg you, my Lord, that I want to be, Lord Jesus, with you, and I want to be right with you, Lord. Rapture me from this world. Rapture me, my Lord. And take me with you. And start changing your life. Walk away from sin. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. And then ask Jesus to help you in obedience. Ask Jesus, ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Hallelujah. To be holy. Because we got to be holy, says the word. Got to be holy. Be holy. Because God is holy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord let us know. It was not, my brothers and sisters, was not going to be easy. Remember the wide road. The wide road is the road of destruction. And it is easy. Because that's how Satan, that's what Satan does. He makes everything easy, but then he destroys everything. He's a murderer from the beginning. He's a liar. There's no truth in the enemy. And narrow is the road. It's the pathway to take you, hallelujah, to Jesus. You know why? Because it's difficult. You have to go through difficult moments, through testing, through tribulation, through trials. Hallelujah. To make it. But at the end, hallelujah. At the end, hallelujah, God will give you your crown. Praise your name, Jesus. Whatever it takes, whatever it takes, don't be left behind. Whatever it takes. If God tells you to fast, fast. If you got difficulties to leave that sin, whatever sin, whatever you're going through, ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Ask, hallelujah, Jesus, to help you. And say, help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. I do not want to be left behind. Help me. Please, help me. Help me to get strength. Give me strength so I can live and I can run away from this sin, whatever it is. The Lord, don't please the enemy. Don't please the world. Don't please that sin, because the sin in the world or your flesh and the enemy, it's just they are holding you. They're keeping you to make it in the rapture. Don't let them have you. Don't let them have you. Say, Jesus, deliver me. Deliver me, Lord, from whatever you're going through. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power, hallelujah, in the Holy Spirit. There's power in the name of Jesus. The Lord can do anything. There's nothing impossible for God. Everything is possible for the Lord. Everything is possible. Everything can be possible for us. All we need to do is have faith. All we need to do is obey the Lord. It is difficult. Yes, it is hard. It is very difficult to obey because God, hallelujah, challenged you in whatever you're going through. But it is also, hallelujah, easy to get out of it if you're fasting, if you're praying. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, it's easy. Because there's nothing impossible for God. You think it is difficult because it comes difficult when people are living in the flesh. It becomes difficult when you're living in the flesh. But when you're living, hallelujah, in the Spirit, it's easy because, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit helps you. And Jesus breaks those chains and he delivers you. I praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. We can, hallelujah, be leaving. We can't be playing games anymore. We can't be leaving or playing the Christian walk. No. We have to get serious with God. The new world order, my brothers and sisters, is already here. Understand the events. The enemy will take control of the world immediately when the rapture happens. And it's going to be a disaster. It's going to be a destruction. Because when Satan gets hold of it, it's going to be chaos. Because he is full of sin. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. There's nothing good in the tribulation. It's just going to be, it's going to be pain. There's going to be persecution. There's going to be torment. There's going to be torture. There's going to be control, because classify the enemy. That's who Satan is. That's how describes. That's how he gets described. His government system will be, and controlling will be, very abused. Jesus. Time, hallelujah, is running out. Don't play games anymore. Repent. Run to Jesus. Escape. Escape for what is coming. Pray. Fast. Read the word of God. So you will not fall into the enemy lies, into whatever system he's doing and working. You will not fall. You will be strong. You will be very strong. Because if you have trust God, if you have obeyed God, hallelujah, then trust the Lord and pay attention to his warnings and obey them. You will be strong as a rock. There's no wind, there's no storm that it will get you. Too much sin, Sodom and Gomorrah all over the place. Too much sin that has provoked the anger of God. There's nothing good. Hallelujah. Except for the bride of God. That she is beautiful and ready and adorned for the Lord. There's so many churches, my brothers and sisters. There's so many churches that are not pleasing God. All these churches talking about many things. About the year, that this is the year of prosperity, and this is the year of this, and this is the year of that. Where are those churches now? Some of them are closed. Some of them are not in business anymore. Some of them, they have sold them already. They have put some churches for sale. There are many churches that they had so many people, and a lot of those churches are closed. God had enough of those churches. He closed them. They never warned his people. They didn't bring a gospel of repentance. They didn't tell, hallelujah, his people about how to be right with God and staying in repentance. But their mouth got so full of prosperity, and this is the year of prosperity, and they want to just hear so good and so good. You know, people, they just wanted to hear that. Where are they now? What are they saying now? They got nothing else to say. What are they saying? You think that they're going to say now that this is going to be the year of prosperity, that this is going to be the year of this and this and that? No. Because we are a brink of a war. We are seeing famine. We have seen already earthquake. We have seen hurricanes for the last 3, 4, 5, you know, many years. We have seen eruption, volcanoes. We have seen natural disasters. We have seen famine. We have seen war already. Tension here, tension there, a stress here and a stress over there. We have seen the tension was happening with Ukraine, with Russia, with Iran, with all these countries, with Korea, with nuclear bombs. It's not about missiles and guns. It's nuclear bombs now. That's the threatening now. What man has done have provoked the anger of God. It is bad to talk in the government about Jesus. Governments, administrations, they have changed the genders, schools in many other places, or governs or whatever it is, or you can't say she or he anymore. The bathrooms have changed already. You have seen some bathrooms there that, you know, before it was man and woman. Now it's just, it qualifies as for the two of them. A man can go there and a woman can go into the same bedroom. That's why have happened many other, you know, many things have happened because of that. Kidnapping all over the place, selling people for organs. Drug dealers, you mentioned it's everywhere. It's just so much sin everywhere. It's disgusting. There's so much garbage, witchcraft. There are some churches already that they're worshiping in public to Satan. It's so much. They're putting all this garbage and all this nonsense in school. So kids, so our children can believe about the evolution and become atheists. You see where we are now. Yeah, God is a merciful God, but enough is enough. The mercy, hallelujah, of the Lord is finished. We have a merciful and a loving God, but people forget that God is also a consuming fire. Churches, they don't preach about repentance. Some churches, they're not preaching, they're not warning, they're not telling the people about what God wants, about what pleases God. No, that's not happening now. The church has become like a modern church. We need to go back. We need to go. Hallelujah. And that is where Jesus is going to take us. We need to go back where? Hallelujah. Where we honor and respect his 10 commandments, his statutes. Please, God. God is going, hallelujah, to finish. He's going to clean earth. He's been cleaning earth, and he's continuing to do it. Woe to those nations, and woe to those presidents that God gave them. They gave them the power to govern, and that what they did. It's that they turn into communism, and they did not worship God. They did not allow God in their country. But they have rejected God, and they have honor, and they have praised other gods. So many people have gone to hell because of that. Woe to those. Woe to those governments. Woe to those. To those presidents that they were allowed to govern, but they were corrupted. Has been like that for many years. God has been patient, and he has been patient enough, but enough is enough. Jesus will come. And the days, hallelujah, the days ahead of us are going to be terrible, my brothers and sisters, because Jesus told me last week in my dream, daughter, your nation days are very bad. Prepare. Prepare. And so God is letting you know tonight, prepare. Prepare, prepare with food and water and prepare. Because days ahead of us are not going to be good. Judgment is coming. The world is out of place. The world is out of place. It's upside down. But we know that anytime God, hallelujah, anytime Jesus is going to come, is imminent. Is imminent, and it will take place. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Crazy days that we're living in right now, brothers and sisters. I haven't seen the video, but I heard that people in Africa are dying for the lack of food. And I heard that people in Africa are just eating one another. I don't know if this is true, but they were eating, you know, their dead bodies. This is what happens when a corrupted government takes place. Crazy moments. I remember having a dream, and I think it was, I don't know if it was before Christmas or it was in January, when I was seeing this man, and he was drawing on the road, and he was getting cut off in pieces. First, they cut up a leg, and he was alive, and he was screaming. And I'm seeing this man, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, somebody has to help this poor man. And then they cut another arm, and they were eating his arm. Alive. And then they were cutting another arm, doing the same thing. And then they cut up his other leg, and then his other leg. And then the poor guy, you know, he soon died. And he died in cruel, cruel, cruel pain. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what is this? Carnival? Is this what is coming? Is this what is coming? And I just woke up. I woke up with, you know, I woke up crying. And now I don't know exactly what is happening in Africa, but that's what I heard. You can search. But what I know, the people in Africa are dying for the lack of food. And it's not only there, my brothers and sisters, it's happening in so many other countries too. People are protesting right now. The food have gone up on prices in so many other places. Remember, when United States, you know, suffers, all those countries, South America, Central America, Mexico, and all over the place, it's just going to get worse than here with food right now. And prices is probably worse over there. Remember, people over there, they don't make too much money. And whatever they make is for food. And then when they go and buy their food, the food, it gets very expensive. They see that the food is expensive and the gas is too expensive. People are dying of starvation. This is no more playing games. This is not a time to be playing, to come back and go back. We got to get right with God. There's no president. There's no United Nations. There's no such as this and this and this and that that will resolve this. The world has fallen into sin, and it gets deeper and deeper every day. This famine will go, and it will go everywhere. That's why God has been warning his people through his servants and prophets for so long. And he has been letting us know to reserve food and water. Hallelujah. Because this days were coming. I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago. Biden was saying that we were gonna have shortened of food. Well, but then some people, and I heard it with my ears, saying, you know, listening to someone saying, and this person has been warned, you know, to save food and water. And I remember this person was like laughing. Yeah, right. You know, yeah, nothing is going to happen. Everything is going to be okay. Nothing is going to happen. Oh, but then when a president or the government tells you that they're going to have, or we're going to have shortened food. Oh yeah. The person went running, buying food. I'm thinking, unbelievable. They trust and they believe the government, trust and they believe their president. But when God tells them, and when God has warned them, and he have let them know, when God is doing it because he's doing it with love, they don't want to listen. They laugh. You know, God is really angry because people have mocked Jesus and they have not obeyed the Lord. So ready or not, Jesus is coming for his bride. And soon this earth will pay the consequences of sin. Soon humanity will pay the consequences of sin. And know who God is. Days ahead of us are going to be difficult. We need to get right with God. Every corner, the four corners of this earth, the gospel has been spread. The gospel has been how many times the Lord has been speaking to people, and for many and many years. The gospel has been spread all over the place. My brothers and sisters, we have a, you know, technology now that it goes everywhere. There's no excuses anymore. And what does the word tell us? That when this happens, the end will come. Are at the brink of a war. It's very, very near. God has been talking and warning to his people for so long, but they haven't been paying attention to his calling, to his warning, and neither to the word of God. Now they got to prepare for the wrath of God. God cannot be mocked. Praise the living God. Praise your name, Jesus. They have rejected the Son of God. They have rejected Jesus as their own Lord and Savior. And the judgment will be severe. Because if they have rejected our Lord and Savior, what else can they expect? But people don't think. They don't think, my brothers and sisters. They think that they only think about God. God is love, and God is love, and yes, God is love. But they have forgotten that He's also a consuming fire, and that when He puts His wrath, oh boy, so let the bride of Christ, we need to get ready. We gotta be ready and prepare for the Lord's return. We can't be caught up in sin, pleasures of this earth, pleasures of the flesh. But that He will find us worthy, that He will find us, hallelujah, in holiness, that He will find us in righteousness, that He will find us, hallelujah, is the wise five virgins, not the foolish ones, but the wise ones. And the wise ones, they were preparing themselves. They were waiting for the Lord. And that's what we're doing right now. We are waiting for the Lord's return with our lamp on, waiting for the groom to come. And we have to continue. We have to continue to stay like this. Hallelujah. And ask God to continue to give you strength. Ask Him to continue. Hallelujah. To give you tolerance, endurance, strength, faith. Surrender, submission to the Lord and obedience. Very important. Very important. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. And to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus will deliver us from the wrath to come, my brothers and sisters. He will deliver us from the wrath to come, because the wrath is not for His bride. It's for the disobedient ones, for those that have rejected the Lord, and for those that have decided to stay and continue to stay living in sin, and for those that have mocked the Lord, and so on, et cetera, and et cetera. The Bible tells us that in that night, there will be two in one bed, and one will be taken and the other left. That's going to be really sad, my brothers and sisters. Very sad. But the ones that are going with the Lord, oh, we're going to be, my brothers and sisters, so happy to see the Lord on the clouds and to meet the Lord in the clouds. And finally, hallelujah, we're going to see our God. And finally, we're going to heaven and to leave this fallen world. Praise your name, Jesus. So let no one deceive you in any way. Hallelujah. Let no one deceive you. Let no Satan deceive you. Let no one deceive you in any way. You stay strong with God. Stay, hallelujah, in righteousness and holiness. And stay right with God. For the day will not come unless the rebellion comes first, as the word of God. And the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction. And the son of destruction is Satan. He's a destroyer. He's a killer. There's nothing good about him. There's nothing good about Satan. You don't want to be left behind. You don't want to be here. You don't want to. You want to run. You want to escape. You want to escape from the wrath of God. You want to escape. 1 Corinthians 15:51, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. We're going to be changed. In a twinkling of an eye, we are going to be changed. And we're going to meet the Lord. Hallelujah. On the clouds. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise your name. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Soon, 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 we're going to meet the Lord. Escape from tribulation, for in those days there will be such tribulation as has not been from the beginning of the creation that God created until now and never will be. Never will be again. Hallelujah. You know how we are right now, my brothers and sisters? You know, when a woman is about to give birth, has contractions, right? And they start by little and little, and then a little bit more, and then more. And then it gets more and more difficult and more painful and more painful and more painful and more painful. Ah, that's where we are right now. We're so close. So close. Praise the name of the Lord. Behold, I'm coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay everyone for what he has done. Revelation 22:12. While people are saying there's peace and security, my brothers and sisters, please write this down. Write this down and memorize this verse in your memory. Memorize this verse, brothers and sisters. There's peace and security. Then sudden destruction will come upon them as a labor pains upon a pregnant woman. And they will not escape, because they cannot escape, because God's wrath is going to be in the four corners of this earth. It's not going to be, no one can escape. And that's going to be the tribulation. There is peace and security. When you hear those words, peace and security, my brothers and sisters, when you hear peace and security, stop repenting, repent, and stay ready. I'm not saying that that's exactly what's going to happen, because no one knows the date and the hour. No one knows the date and the hour. Amen? Only Father God. But God have given us a clue. There is a peace and security. When you hear peace and security, repent, and continue to repent right now, today, and tomorrow, then sudden destruction will come upon them. My daughter's dream, she heard peace and security all over the news. There was peace and security. Oh, wow. Thank you. Peace and security. Wow. They have made their peace. Oh, wow. We're going to be living in peace now. Yeah, and everyone is going to be happy. Everyone is going to be enjoy for a fake moment, when then sudden destruction will come. Hallelujah. So there are the ones coming out of the tribulation. Listen to this. I said to him, Revelation 7:14, for those that are going to be left behind, I said to him, sir, you know, and he said to me, they are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. So the Word of God tells us that those that are going to come out of the tribulation, they're going, hallelujah, to wash their robes and make them white in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Remember, there is always hope. You're still going to be on earth. There's always hope. Just at that moment, and I'm talking to those that are going to be left behind, at that moment, my brother, hallelujah. Let me lower this down. At that moment when things get really, really tough, because there are some people, brothers and sisters, that are going to have to go through severe punishment. I mean, everyone who's going to be left behind is going to go through painful, torture moments. Remember, stay faithful to God until the end. You praise God until the end. You love God until the end. And ask God to protect your heart. Ask God, hallelujah, to protect your heart. You don't want to get angry at God. Don't get angry at God. That would be a horrible mistake. You praise God until your last breath. You stay faithful to God until your last breath. God to give you, hallelujah. Ask God to give you strength. Praise your name, Jesus. Ask God to give you strength. Ask Jesus to help him to give you strength. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. When you are in heaven, there's no more death. There's no more crying. There's no more pain. You're just going to go, hallelujah, and have peace in heaven and rest. because the former things have passed away. Everything has been passed away. You're just going to be, hallelujah, in joy with God and happiness, full of joy. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name. Hallelujah. So my brothers and sisters, let's pray. Praise your name, Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to pray. And I'm praying, my brothers and sisters, I'm praying for you. Hallelujah. Continue to pray for us too, that we come here and share the gospel. Continue to pray for us as we're going to continue to pray for you. Hallelujah, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name I pray for all of us and our brothers and sisters, everyone who's listening, to be ready, rapture ready. I pray, my Lord, that you will give us a strength, that you will continue to give us, hallelujah, faith, endurance, my Lord, and cleanse us, Lord, from all unrighteousness and keep us clean until the last second, hallelujah, the last very second of the rapture, that you will find us ready and worthy, hallelujah. That you will find us ready, Lord Jesus, to be taken with you at that very last second of the rapture. All of us. I'm praying for all of us. And thank you, Jesus. I pray that you will send us, Lord, archangels, Lord, to fight on our behalf. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray for endurance. I pray for strength. I pray for, hallelujah, to heal all of us, all of our people, Lord Jesus, from any pain, from physical or mentally or spiritually, and to deliver us, Jesus. Deliver us, Lord, and forgive us, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We pour the blood of Jesus all over us and our families and help our families, Lord Jesus, and our friends to get close to you, to be delivered. Hallelujah. We pray for deliverance for them so they can come to you. We pray, Lord Jesus, that our family and friends, hallelujah, will come to you. Praise your name, Jesus. Yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I know, Lord, that you're going to help us all. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the people here, Lord Jesus, tonight and any day, any time that they're listening in the archives. Lord Jesus, bless them, guide them, guide us all, and lead us, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, to Jesus, and deliver us, Lord, from any temptation. Help us, Lord Jesus, to stay focused on you, to trust in you, only Jesus. Help us to stay right with you. Help us to stay on the right track. Help us to finish, hallelujah, to finish where we are, Lord, until the time comes to our redemption, and help us to get to the end of the line, But Lord Jesus, that you, hallelujah, you will be there. And that you will be there, Lord Jesus, to help us and to guide us and to help us finish the race. That's what I'm trying to say, to help us to finish the race. You're going to be there with us to help us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. My brothers and sisters, stay rapture ready because the King is coming back. Amen. Keep looking up. Keep looking up because our redemption is near. And continue to pray. Continue to stay faithful with God. Continue, hallelujah, to trust God. Don't trust no government. Don't trust no man. But trust God only. Amen. Read the Bible, my brothers and sisters. Pray it and fast. And obey the Lord. Amen. May God bless you. And may God bless you and give you his peace, my brothers and sisters. Don't worry. Don't get yourself stressed out because that's not of God. We need to let the people know the things that are happening. But it's not for you to be worried because the church is not to be worried. The church is to be happy because we are going, hallelujah, to meet the Lord. We're going to see the Lord and we're going to meet the Lord. We're going to be raptured. So the church has nothing to be worried or concerned about anything. Amen. May God bless you. And may God, hallelujah, shine his face upon you and his peace. And stay focused on God. Amen. And keep looking up. Keep looking up. Because, hallelujah, our redemption is near. Our redemption is near, my brothers and sisters. May God bless you. May God bless you. Amen. Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom, my brothers and sisters. Until next time, praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Wondering when or wondering how, but now declaring by my spirit and by my power, it shall surely come to pass. The things that I've planned and the things that I've purposed, saith the Lord, they shall surely come to pass. And now is the time, and this is the day, and by my spirit I'm making the way, and by my spirit you'll begin to rejoice, and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Mighty, mighty, mighty Jesus, mighty Yeshua, mighty Jehoshua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. What an awesome, awesome God we serve, my brother, my sister. Hallelujah. We are grateful. Hallelujah for his love. His mercy that endure forever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother, my sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your host, Brother in Christ, Brother L.V. Zapata. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are grateful for the opportunity to be here sharing God's word. Amen. With God's people. Amen. Before the trumpet sound, before the last trumpet sound. Amen. Shalom, Brother Strata, Brother Michael, Brother Joseph, Eli, Reverend Brian. Shalom to each and one of you listening in the chat room and your cell phones and your computer. Amen. Welcome. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I hope tonight God will speak to our life through his word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Amen. Praise you, God. I believe we are not done with the topics about the 3 days of darkness that is going to come upon the earth. My brother and sister, I believe very, very soon God revealed it to us in this past week with an urgency. He put an urgency in our spirit that the 3 days of darkness are about to come to pass and that we should be alerted. We should be watching and praying that we will be found worthy to escape. We will be ready to be changed, be transformed into our glorified body as the last trumpet, as the Apostle Paul says, hallelujah, this will be and this will come about, this will happen, my brother and sister. Amen. So God wants us to be ready. God wants us to be looking for it. I heard that God loves heavenly-minded people. He loves when his children, his people, are heavenly-minded, thinking, speaking, and meditating, my brother and sister, about the things of heaven, my brother and sister, the things to come, his kingdom to come, what he has in store, what he has planned for each and one of us. God loves when we, my brother and sister, amen, hallelujah, love to seek out the things he has prepared for us, the things he promised us we would have. Amen. We've been doing the same, brother. We've been searching, researching more in regard to the 3 days of darkness, and I have a few things to share with some of you. Why is it that the last revelation I have, the 3 days of darkness, it was about 10:17 in the morning when the Lord's giving me, Shalom, Sister Renee, this revelation last week about the 3 days of darkness. And I would like to share what I found in the Word in regard to the 3 days of darkness. I was speaking with Brother Ben, and as I was speaking, I was looking for this verse in the Bible online. And when I found the verse, the Lord said, this is it. I want you to talk about this. And it's found in Matthew 16, my brother and sister. I was looking for this confirmation. We were talking about the red cloud, a red sky, before the 3 days of darkness. And I was trying to find out if that was biblical, if that was in the Bible, my brother and sister. And as I was looking for it and we were talking about it, amen, when I got to Matthew 16, the Bible says in Matthew 16:1 that the Pharisee also, with the Sadducee, came, testing beside him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it's evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. I want you to notice what Jesus is speaking about here, because as people can discern weather before it rains, you know the formation of the cloud, okay? Even before a hurricane, the cloud turns in such a weird and different way than normally, and you are able to tell when it's bad weather. And the Lord said this to the Sadducee and Pharisee, you are able to tell when how the weather is going to be, okay? When it's fair weather, the sky is red. And we know there's a reddish sky at the end of rain sometime. Amen. We're able to discern that. my brother and sister. So, verse 3, and in the morning, remember, 10 a.m. is in the morning, 10:15 in the morning. That's when the Lord showed me the beginning of the 3 days of darkness. And I said the beginning because the day started in the morning. But I was not aware, I didn't know, until these things began to come about. All these events began to happen right before my eyes, that we were in the first day of the 3 days of darkness in the revelation of the Lord. Amen. So in the morning, verse 3 of Matthew 16:3, it will be fall weather today, bad weather, for the sky is red and lowering. Okay? And oh, you hypocrite, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the time. Okay? And when the Lord, when Messiah indicates this way, it is for us to study. It is for us to meditate on it and have the Lord guide us on this. The Lord spoke to me and said that he wanted me to come and talk about this. This is what I want you to talk about, he says to me. He spoke to me. And so we're not done yet with the 3 days of darkness. I don't know if tonight will be the last days, but I tell you, there's so much to be learned by brother and sister. We find a few things in the Bible, and this is one of the verses the Lord says we should consider in regard to the 3 days of darkness, because it's going to be a red sky. And he wanted them to see this. He wanted them to recognize this, but they were not. Because what they were trying to justice, notice he mentioned the red sky twice, but on the second is bad weather, a storm, pointing to judgment. That's what that was, pointing to judgment. They cannot discern through the bad weather or through the change of the sky the judgment. And Jesus called him hypocrite. Hypocrite. Because discerning comes from God. God is the one who reveals the things that are to come about. And when you're walking with him in relationship and closeness, in repentance and relationship as a son to the daughter, God will reveal to you to dream or vision as he promised he would do it in the last days, what is about to happen. And that's why God is giving us dream. God is giving us discerning our spirit that this judgment of the 3 days of darkness, my brother and sister, as it happened in Egypt, Exodus, my brother and sister, 10, verse 21, when God came to Moses and said unto Moses, reach out your hand toward the sky. Notice he's pointing toward the sky. It doesn't say to the heaven. The sky is specifically the sky, because are the sky turning red? That's what the Lord is saying to us. Okay? These skies, yes, sister, we'll pray for you. Sister Beatrice asking for prayer. These skies are turning red. And the Lord, when he spoke to Moses, stretch your hand to the skies. The skies are going to turn red before the 3 days of darkness as a sign of judgment for the next 3 days. The day before, our skies are going to be red. Red, red, definable red. You and I should be able as a believer to discern the 3 days of darkness coming. So when the day before, the night before, the afternoon before, we should be able to see the red sky and say, okay, the 3 days of darkness begins tomorrow. An example, my brother and sister, as a believer, this is important to the Lord, because he calls the Pharisees and scribes hypocrite, my brother and sister, actors, as they call them in Hollywood, actors. because you're looking for bad weather or fair weather. But you're not looking to what I'm about to do. You're not discerning what I'm about to do. You're not discerning my judgment, the Lord is saying to them. You cannot discern my judgment. Okay? In my judgment, he's saying, I can show you through the cloud. Because why the cloud? Because this is exactly how he did through Moses. He stretched your hand to the cloud. Stretch your hand to the cloud, to the sky. And there'll be darkness over the land of Egypt. The sky, the cloud, will show us the 3 days of darkness a day before it happens. My brother and sister, God gave the children of Israel that whole day through Moses to speak this and for them to prepare to go into their homes, in their house, and stay there together. And we are to stay there in our house together in prayer, praying, close our windows, close our doors, and don't come out. God don't want us to come out. He has said it through several of his prophets. This is how he wants us to go about this 3 days of darkness. There will be evil on the land. Evil will be unleashed on the land that will go out and do harm. And although God can protect us and is protecting us and can deliver us, obedient to God is better than sacrifice. This is not for you to tempt God. Because how Matthew 16 began? They began tempting the Lord. Again, verse 16. The Pharisees and Sadducees came testing, which another translation say, tempting. They came testing or tempting the Lord. My brother and sister, you see the attitude they have? Oh, let's see what he's going to say. Let's see what he's going to do. Let's see if he's going to give us a sign. Because discernment with God is of your spiritual life relationship with him. My brother and sister, hallelujah. It is of a relationship with him. In other words, if you're walking close with him and he's revealing to you the things he wants you to know, you will know a day ahead by looking at the sky, the cloud, that the 3 days of darkness begins tomorrow when that day comes. And he calls them hypocrite, because if they're not walking right with God, they should have. That's why he called them hypocrite. They should have known. They should have discerned. They should understand the judgment. They understood fair day or bad weather, but did not understand through the sign of the cloud the judgment. And God put it in his Torah. He put it in his Tanakh. He put it in his Bible. And they spent all their life studying the Bible. That's what the Pharisees and scribes did. They spent all their life studying the Bible and teaching the word of God to the people. And Messiah says to them, why can you not discern the judgment that is about to come through the cloud? Because the formation of the clouds are different when these judgments come, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. And he answered and said unto them, when the evening you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. In the morning, well, for fall weather, for the sky is red and lowering. My brother, are two different formations of the sky, of the cloud. Fair weather, the skies are high. Worse weather, the skies are low. The clouds are lower. My brother and sister, two different formations. And this is turning you into a weather person right away. From the Bible, from the word of God. My brother and sister, lowering. It's, oh, you hypocrite, you cannot discern, walking in relationship, the face of the sky, which we will say the sign or the formation. The face is the formation of the cloud. How they are formed indicate the type of weather. And this formation of the cloud for the 3 days of darkness are totally different than other formation. And that's where you and I are going to see the difference when they're formed in the cloud, my brother and sister. And before 10 a.m., before the night before, they're formed. It's a day before the 3 days of darkness that they're formed differently. Again, God says to Moses, Exodus 10:21, reach out your hand to the sky, and there will be darkness over the land of Egypt. Have darkness so thick it can be felt. Notice how when you're going to have a storm, my brother and sister, the cloud becomes low. But when this formation comes, they come even lower. The Lord is teaching us to discern. The skies are going to be so low before the 3 days of darkness that it's unquestionable that the 3 days of darkness begins tomorrow. Is what he's teaching us here, my brother and sister. It's totally different than what you have seen before. Hallelujah. What you have experienced before. The 3 days of darkness, the clouds are different. Because if judgment begins before a thunderstorm begins or a tornado begins, there's a different formation. You can look at video on life on YouTube. Before there's a tornado form, you are going to see a different formations of the cloud. They begin to go around like in circle, and they come lower to the earth than before. And the tornado begin to destroy. The 3 days of darkness, cloud comes in the similar formation. The only thing, they're not round like a tornado. They're just covering the cloud, the skies, but they're becoming low, terrifying. In another word, it's a total different formation God is saying to us. Are formations of cloud that you are going to able to discern the difference from any other cloud you've seen before. If I say to you, raise your hand, how many of you have gone through the 3 days of darkness? None of you can raise your hand because you were not around in the time, you were not around 5,000 years ago when the children of Israel came out of Egypt. You don't remember, okay? But through the word of God, we can study, discern, and understand what went about during their time because it is in the same form, same formations of cloud. Again, hallelujah. There will be, God said, darkness over the land of Egypt. Darkness so thick it can be felt. Have you ever had darkness so thick in your life growing up? I don't know how old are you, that you felt it. You felt it. Oh, I can feel that. Remember when people say, oh, I can feel that. Have you ever had such a darkness, such a cloud next to you that you felt it? My brother and sister, most of you are saying no. Exactly. This experience is going to be different than what you ever had because you haven't gone through this experience. That's what God's saying. That's what God's saying to us through his word, my brother and sister. Most of you reach out his hand to the sky, and there was a thick darkness in the entire land of Egypt for 3 days. Notice that? My brother and sister, he stretched his hand. He did what God told him to do. In the next 3 days, there was 3 days of darkness, thick cloud, like they had not experienced before themselves. They themselves before this have not experienced this. Now they were experiences. Now they're going through something different, something that a darkness that can be felt, my brother and sister. So that red sky is going to be different before the 3 days of darkness. It is for us to take it serious and say, I know I'm not supposed to go out tomorrow because the signs is clear in the sky. You and I are going to say. It's very important. Very important to be able to discern before this happens. people cannot see each other. This is another part of this thick cloud, my brother and sister. Because the day of the 3 days of darkness, we won't be able to see each other. We will be next to each other. I was next to people right in front of me. And I could not see their face. We could not see each other. So it's totally different than anything you and I have experienced before. And this is important. This is important. This is why we cannot go out of our house. Because if we cannot see each other, so I see people crashing into one another, into onto trees, posts, homes, my brother and sister. Why? Because they cannot see. After the windshield, they cannot see anymore. The light was so dim, it wasn't helping. For some reason, electricity or electrical, like flashlight, become useless in the 3 days of darkness. I don't know why, but electricity is useless. The only thing useless are candles. For some reason, we might have to look at this more in the Bible and study this even more, but for some reason, electricity is useless. My brothers become useless in the 3 days of darkness, and candles works better. You can see more with candles. It might be, my brother and sister, because candle is fire. It's fire you're putting. Like in hell, there's fire. You can see with the fire in hell, only with the fire. There's no light in hell, but through with the fire you can see. So I believe that's what that is. That thick darkness is so demonic that if you light a fire like a candle, you'll be able to see. And that's important to know. To us, that's good knowledge that we can use going through the 3 days of darkness. So candles are better than flashlight, because a lot of people think flashlight. But I noticed that the lights of the car, which are much stronger than flashlight, my brother and sister, were so dim and they were useless. And they were not helping people at all. It was not helping them. So that, to me, is a message to us. Forget about flashlight. Forget about your home electricity or light bulb and all that, your lamps, because they're not going to work for you in the 3 days of darkness. Candles will work best. So I will advise you tonight to order candles. Order a box of candles, order 3 or 4 candles. Some candles can last 24 hours, 8 hours. It's a 3 days. In 3 days, it's what, 48 plus 24 more. It's up there in hours. So calculate the hour of 3 days and buy enough candles for 3 days. And if there are more in your house than one person, each and one of you may need a candle to go to the bathroom, maybe go to the kitchen to get some food. I will advise people to fast those days. Thank you, 72 hours. I will advise people to fast those days if possible. And ask for in the 3 days where you're not fasting anymore, or you probably fasted the day before. You can also make your own candle. Someone said, I don't know how to make my own candle. So, yes, you can look it up. So do prepare. Do prepare well the candles you need. Have them ready, though. Imagine if you are in your house. Don't put the candle in the basement or in the shed or in the attic. Don't put them in the attic. Don't put them in the basement. Put them where, okay, yes, even lamps with oil. Lamps with oil may work as good as candles. Kerosene lamp works very good also because it's fire, okay? I order a kerosene lamp that should help us. If we put it in the middle of the house in the living room, we should get lights. Or at least enough light for us to get together. So keep that oil lamps. They work very good. Yeah, use that. Okay? And have them ready. Have them in a place where if you cannot see in your house because it's so pitch black, you can at least walk like the blind, knowing where it is to find it. Okay? where you can, if you don't, if you cannot see, think about it. Think about it, you in your house, and you need your candle. The 3 days of darkness begin. It's getting pitch black. You cannot even see your hand practically, or your family that are next to you talking to you. What do you do? Walk to, you need to walk with a candle. You know where you put them. Don't put them in the basement. Don't put them in the attic. Don't put them in the shed outside where you have to go out of your house to get them. All these emergency things must be close to us, available, where we can get them easily. My brother and sister, inside the house. So plan ahead. Plan ahead. Where you say, well, I don't need to get in my house because I know they're here close to me, in your bedroom, if possible, in your kitchen. Have them where you won't have to go far. You're still in your house. All your doors are locked up. Your windows are locked up. And cover your window as much as possible as you can. Try to avoid looking outside. Because while you were, or your children see, looking outside, please. This is important. I know it's 3 days. It is a long time. 3 days is a long time to keep your children quiet, to keep your children focused. Don't be surprised if their tablet don't work, if their cell phone don't work, if the TV don't work, and if you turn on the TV and it's useless. You cannot even see the screen. It's so dark. Okay? And you're trying to put up the light on the TV, still nothing. You're playing with the remote, still nothing. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. And focus on the Lord. Pray. Ask the Lord to send billions and trillions of warriors, angels, archangels, to protect you and your family, my brother and sister. Okay? I wanted to move on to the next topic, but the Lord wants me talking about this. He wants us to be focused on him on this, getting ready for this to come, my brother and sister. Because it seems a lot of people are not taking it serious and are not preparing. And God wants us to prepare and be ready before it comes. Once it comes, it's too late. My brother and sister, you need to prepare before. And so, again, we also talked about in the 3 days of darkness, which we're going to read a few verses, and then we'll talk about what will be happening during the 3 days of darkness. Okay? So let me finish. People cannot see each other. This is Exodus 10:23. And no one went anywhere for 3 days. Notice that no one went anywhere, could not see each other, did not go anywhere. Notice what God wants us to do. He knows we're not going to be able to see each other, have candles, have lamps. Okay? Now, not going anywhere. This is important. Because this is what God told Moses that was about to happen and how they will have to be for 3 days. They will have to stay inside. They cannot go anywhere. Now, you do not want to see what's going to be outside your door or window. Okay? Because, believe me, you don't want to see the face of darkness. My brother, it's just, it's horrible. It's ugly. You cannot imagine how ugly and horrible they look. And you don't want to see their face. My brother and sister, because they can impart fear like you not imagine. You probably won't be able to sleep after that, so don't look on it. My brother and sister, very important. Okay? You tell your children the same. No one went anywhere for 3 days. But other people of Israel had light in their homes, wisdom to the wise. My brother and sister, word to the wise. Have light in your home. Have light in your home. Your home, have candles, lamps, have it. Have it ready. What did the wise virgin do in Matthew 25? They prepare the lamp. They trip the lamp. They prepare it. It's another translation. They prepare themselves with the extra oil. They were ready. And whenever hour the bridegroom will come, they were ready. And that's what God is saying to us. Be ready. Now, the Lord is coming to the earth in the 3 days of darkness. He showed me this the other night. Him coming to transform his bride. My brother and sister, he called us by name. And at the moment he called us by name, we were changed and transformed. But we need to be in the place he wants us to be, in our homes. My brother and sister, this is going to be awesome. Hallelujah. So Jesus says to the Pharisee, but can ye not discern the signs of the time? He called them hypocrites and then said to them that they could not discern. Hallelujah. They cannot discern the signs of the time. This is a sign of the 3 days of darkness coming. That God wants us to discern it, to know it, to see it and say, that's the 3 days of darkness beginning tomorrow. Okay? That's the 3 days of darkness beginning tomorrow. Each and one of us should be able to say that. We have spoken about this plenty of this. My brother and sister, it's important. Hallelujah. And then he says to these people, the wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. There shall be no sign given unto it, but the signs of the prophet Jonah. He left them and departed. What is the sign of the prophet Jonah? Jonah was in the belly of the fish, great fish, for 3 days and three nights in darkness. Are you listening? Jonah was in darkness for 3 days and three nights. Jonah cannot leave. Jonah cannot move. Jonah cannot go anywhere. He was in total darkness. His hope was in God. He was repenting. Jonah was repenting. Jonah, the Bible said, cry out of the belly of the fish unto the Lord. My brother and sister, why did Jonah cry out? Why did Jonah pray? Because at this moment, Jonah understood that it was not in his control to be able to do anything, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There was nothing Jonah could do in the situation he find himself. Hallelujah. Jonah 2 says and say, I cry by the reason of my affliction unto the Lord. He heareth me out of the belly of hell cry I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the sea, and flood compassed me about all thy billows, thy way hath passed over me. My brother and sister, Jonah is recognizing that everything that he's in or going through has been created by God. And that God is bringing this judgment upon the earth. And you and I can only trust, which is what God wants us to do, hope, believe, and wait on the Lord. That's what we can do in the 3 days of darkness. Be in prayer. Be in repenting. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. Please forgive my sin, my trespasses. Hallelujah. Place on my book, keep in record in heaven, Lord Jesus. And repent. And really ask him to cleanse us, purify us. Okay? Thank you, sister. That's another thing. If you have animals, okay, they might go crazy. Keep them close to you so you can calm them down. Okay? Keep your animal close to you. Keep your pet close to you, your bird, your dog, your cat. Don't let your cat go outside in the 3 days of darkness. He may be killed. Don't let your dog go outside in the 3 days of darkness. He may be killed. Don't let your bird go outside in the 3 days of darkness. He may be killed. Remember this. Some of us that have chicken, let's keep our chicken in prayer because that's going to be a testing for us. Okay? Someone said, what about homeless people? Pray for any homeless person you know. Let them know 3 days of darkness to come and pray for them. That will be the advice for that. My brother and sister, keep your family in prayer. Ask the Lord to send his angel around and about them to protect them and keep them. These are 3 days of testing unto the earth. God's going to cleanse the earth. Okay? Specifically, sister, if you pray for the Lord to protect them, can protect them through your prayer. That I know. But if they are to die or be killed in the 3 days of darkness, there's another thing. If the Lord is calling them to repent, they have refused the Lord, my brother and sister, then if they're supposed to die or they're appointed to die in that day, they're going to die. Okay? Just remember that the 3 days of darkness are coming. Tell your family about it. Pray for them. Remember, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. You praying, interceding for them, God can keep them. God can protect them. Remember that. Our prayers are not useless. They're powerful in the Lord, my brother and sister. So keep that in mind. So Jonah cried unto the Lord. Then I say, I am cast out of thy sight. Yea, I will look again toward thy holy temple. Jonah began, his faith began to be increased. I believe in the 3 days of darkness, my brother and sister, the Lord can protect anybody you pray for. Can protect animal, anyone. My brother and sister, Jonah's faith in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights, his faith began to increase. Jesus showed me back in Massachusetts, I remember years ago, before the revival, he showed me. In other words, when people will go through 3 days of darkness, which is before the revival, people's faith, after all these people have died and been killed by this beast, and those that are left, that they knew they were not right, but God spared them, I saw them getting on their knees all over the state, all over the country this is going to happen. Jesus was showing me this, and they were raising their hand toward heaven, repenting. I'm sorry, God. I am so sorry, God. They knew, and God, the Lord said this to me, they are going to know this is done by the Lord, done by God. They are going to know. It's not that. And so when we go out in the revival to evangelize this, then, my brother and sister, okay, they're going to receive the Lord. They're going to get right with God right away. It's not going to be a hassle. This is not going to be an argumental evangelism that we're going to do. No. Sister, seek the Lord. Pray to God. Fast for them. If you feel so worried and concerned for the homeless, the Lord can protect them. Remember, pray for them. Pray for, that the Lord will protect them. It's very important. My brother and sister, God has given everyone the same opportunity, the same gospel that is preached to them is preached to us. Same opportunity. My brother and sister, pray for them. If God has given you a concern for the homeless in the 3 days of darkness, This is going to be a great testing for everyone, because he's removing the wicked and the evil from our street, from our city, from our state, from our country, from our world. In the 3 days of darkness, this is exactly what's happening. God is removing evil from the earth, and he knows who are evil. He knows who are wicked. Okay? He knows who they are. And he's going to cleanse the earth, because you imagine now, if you and I are changing, transformed now to go out to evangelize people, what do people say? Oh, get out of here with that. Oh, I'm glad you got changed and transformed, but leave me alone. I don't want to hear what you have to say. Okay? So, this is what I'm saying to you. God's going to get them ready to hear what we have to say from God when we are changing, transformed. This is not going to be a hustle, an argumental anymore. No. No more argument. God's going to humble them. When they come alive through the 3 days of darkness, they're going to know it was by the miracle, by the mercy and grace of God that they made it through. My brother and sister, it's the only way they're going to make it. And if you're looking for them and they did not make it, the beast ate them, that was it. That was it for them. My brother and sister, praise you, Jesus. So Jesus says to the Pharisee, a wicked and adulterous generation seeking a sign. You see the condition of people? It's the same condition of today, wicked and adultery. My brothers and sisters, and they're seeking God. They're seeking to know. My brothers and sisters, think about it. They're seeking God to give them a sign. Oh, we want to know when is this going to happen. Like, people, when do you think this is going to happen? God is telling us to be ready for it, and you want to know when it's going to happen? Again, what did Jesus say? Hallelujah. This adulterer, wicked and adulterous generation seeking the sign, there should be no sign given to it. You see, the wicked and adulterous generation that are today, God's not giving them a sign. God's giving the sign to his people to know and discern. You see the difference? He's not giving it to them. He's giving it to his people. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. So remember the signs of Jonah, Jesus said. Same signs of Jonah. Jonah was in darkness for 3 days. Remember how he ended up there in disobedience. If Jonah would have gone to Nineveh to share the word, he would have been fine. He didn't have to be in that. He probably could have been in the other 3 days of darkness in Nineveh. Different in a house, in a home, probably. Moses and the people stayed in their home in the 3 days of darkness. My brother and sister, God had mercy on them, kept them and protect them, and they had lights. And back then, the lamp were candles or lamps of oil. They were fine. Hallelujah. Now, if people don't believe you, pray for them. Don't concern yourself. Don't worry, because you will sin if you worry. If you worry, you will sin, sister. Don't worry, because you will sin. Trust the Lord for their protection, to protect your family during the 3 days of darkness, that if they go out, even after you told them so, God will keep them and God will protect them. Put them in the hand of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And there should be no sign given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. And he left them and departed. See you. Goodbye. I told you what's going to happen. This is it. 3 days of darkness, like in Jonah. He walked away. They wanted more. But wait a minute, Lord. Can you give us some more? Can you tell us more? How this is going to, at what time, Lord? No. The signs of the prophet Jonah. That's it. That's what I'm giving you. That's it. No more. No more. Praise you, Jesus. Because if you sat there with them, they're going to end up arguing with you. And Jesus said the condition they were in. They were not in condition to discern and understand. When people are in sin or backsliding, and you try to explain these things to them, oh, they don't want to hear it. Or even if they try, they're not going to understand unless they repent and turn away from their wicked ways. So don't sit there trying to convince someone who doesn't want to listen. And the Lord was not about to waste his time with them because they were not ready to listen. And so take the example of what Jesus did. Goodbye. He departed, the Bible says. See ya. I'm not going to be here hours explaining this to you. Luke 1:79. To shine on those in darkness, living in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the path of peace. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen to this now. Brother Ben shared this with me, which was awesome. Amos 8:9. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Look how the 3 days of darkness are scheduled to come about. Amos 8:9. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord God, I will cause the sun to go down at noon. Are you listening? The sun is going down at noon. This is why when I was there at 10 in the morning, my brother and sister, I noticed it wasn't too dark. It was a 50% dark. And by noontime, total, totally, 100% darkness, where you could see nothing. Nothing you could see at noon. And I didn't understand this. And then Brother Ben, we were talking about this yesterday, and he mentioned this verse of 8:9, which really surprised me. I'm like, wow, Brother Ben, that is really good. Okay? Because then I understood what the Lord showed me. My brother, everything is in the Word of God. It is awesome. Everything for this life and the life to come is in the Word of God, my brother and sister. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord God, I will cause the sun to go down at noon. I will darken the earth in a clear, what did he say? Day. I will darken the sun in a clear day. Isn't that amazing? Everything is in the Word of God in a clear day, and that's what I noticed. It was clear in the morning. In order to sun, by 10 a.m. it's 50% dark, and by 12, you can see nothing. Totally dark. And then this brother came and shared this verse with me. I'm like, my Lord. It came to my mind right away. Everything is in His Word. Everything. Everything, my brother insisted. This is another 3,000 year of word right there in the Word of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, God, for those that share what God has given to them too. My brother insisted. Knowing and understanding that Brother Elby doesn't know everything. The Lord Jesus does. God does. And if we all ask the Lord for more, then all we can share with one another the information, the revelation, and then it's all knowledge and wisdom that will help us. So I thank Brother Ben for this. So, and at noontime, on that first day, the sun is completely darkened right there. So come to pass in that day, says the Lord God, I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in a clear day. That is amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Thank God for that. Thank you, Jesus. And then Jeremiah 6:4 confirms that, prepare ye word against her, which is Babylon, arise. Let us go out at noon. Woe to us, for the day goes away, for the shadow of the evening are stretched out. What is happening in that day? Jeremiah gives us, the prophet, a good understanding of what goes about. The shadow are being stretched out. Darkness are being stretched out over the earth. My brothers and sisters. And so that's why from 12 noon on, in the evening, the shadows are being stretched out completely. This total pitch black, a darkness that can be felt all over the earth. And I heard people saying, what is this? Where does this come from? Can anyone explain this? People had all kinds of questions in the 3 days of darkness, my brother and sister. And I remember my wife saying on the phone to the teacher, my son teacher, my husband talked about it in his program on the radio about this, that this will come. But I'm a Christian. I never heard about this. Oh, remember in Egypt, children of Israel, when Moses went through it. Huh? Because people think, listen, there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. When we talk about this thing, it's in the Word. Exodus 10:21. Remember that. Exodus 10:21. 3 days of darkness. The children of Israel went through it. We're going to go through it. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Everything is in His Word. Job 5:14. They meet with darkness in the daytime and grope in the noonday as in the night. Another confirmation. This is the third confirmation now. That in the noonday, my brother and sister, yeah, Job 5:14. They meet with darkness in the daytime and grow up in the noonday as in the night. My brother, what a mighty confirmation. Three confirmations, three different prophets, three different men of God here confirming one another how it comes about. In the noonday, my brother, in the daytime, says Job. Daytime. Praise ye, Lord. Praise ye, mighty Lord. Amos 4:13. He who formed the mountain and created the wind, who declare humankind his thought, who turns the morning into darkness, thrives on the hay of the earth, Elohim Adonai. So again, my brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Amos, again, prophesy that this in the noontime, in the daytime, this darkness will come about. My brother and sister, Amos 4:13. That is incredible. This displays of the power of God over the earth, where he will punish the wicked, my brother and sister, is a cleansing coming upon the earth before the 3 days, before the great last rain being poured upon the earth, my brother and sister. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amos has his generation, his people, who are waiting for the coming of Messiah, my brother and sister. He asked them this question. Hallelujah. He said, woe to you who want the day of Adonai, the day of the Lord. Why do you want it or want it? The day of Adonai, it is darkness and no light. Praise ye, Lord. This darkness also to us a type of a trial, because we're waiting for the Lord to come and change us and transform us in a glorified body to go out for the last revival. But it comes with darkness. The Lord says through his prophet that his day will come with darkness. That the 3 days of darkness is indicating that the Lord is coming to do something mightily, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Something that people have not experienced. And how many of us say, we're waiting for the rapture. We're waiting for the departure. We're waiting for the coming of the Lord. The day of the Lord comes with darkness. The 3 days of darkness are first. And then during that 3 days, the churches change. The churches transform. Look at it, it's like the seed being planted onto the earth. You plant the seed in the ground, darkness. And in 3 days, sprouts. Comes out. My brother and sister. Same thing when you and I, it's transformed, it's changed. From death to light. Oh, I thank you, Lord. That's what's happening here. Thank you, Lord. Amos 5:20. Won't the day about the night be darkness, no light, completely dark, with no brightness at all? Exactly. Exactly. Can you imagine what's saying, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. The Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. And in the 3 days of darkness, that's going to get a lot of people. Wait a minute. They were saying the Lord coming. Well, how come we got this pitch black darkness that you can feel on the earth? Don't worry about it. God has a plan. He has a plan. He said it through his prophet, it will be this way. My brother, it has to be this way. He has to bring a cleansing. My brother and sister, he has to do this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. According to Exodus, God did this in Egypt to display his powerful hand upon the Egyptian. My brother and sister. And to show the children of Israel his mighty hand. Hallelujah. Zechariah 1:15. That day is a day of fury. Listen to what the prophet Zechariah now says in regard to that specific gloom, 3 days of darkness. You're going to hear it. Watch. That day, a day of fury. It sounds like a peaceful day. It's a day of fury for them that are in darkness. Not for the bride of Christ. Stay in prayer for 3 days. That day is a day of fury. A day of trouble in distress. Sound familiar, beast-eating people? A day of trouble in distress. Another translation said, a day of judgment. Those 3 days are days of judgment. God is going to remove his enemy from the earth, the wicked, the evil, that's been here for a while. And as he removed them, what's going to shock people is the number of people that will be removed. It's going to shock you. We talked about this years ago on the Lord's Hour. How many are and how many are not? How many are and how many are not? And in the 3 days of darkness, once they're finished and you look, you're not going to see much people left. you will be shocked to the core of your being. And those 3 days of judgment, my brother and sister, that are the people that will be left. Okay? Don't let it break your heart. Pray for peace for your own. Because God is doing something new on the earth, the Bible says. Zechariah 1:15. The day of fury, the day of trouble and distress, a day of wasted and desolation. The Lord rebuked me this week, my brother and sister. The beasts are going to eat those people. In case you're wondering what's going to happen with the body, the beasts are going to eat them. The Lord rebuked me this week. And the reason why he rebuked me this week is I was reading the prophecy someone sent me. And she said that an earthquake is going to happen before the great day of judgment. And the Lord, as I went in prayer with the Lord, he said to me, remember what I showed you, that how it will come about. And when he showed me, I saw a tsunami happening before the 3 days of darkness coming through Florida. Okay? And he says to me to stay with what he has showed me. And of course, we know a tsunami is a sea earthquake that makes a tsunami. Now, someone where they live may experience an earthquake. Where I am, eastern part of the United States, we're not going to experience the earthquake. We're going to experience a tsunami. And this is why us being here and other people being in another part of the United States or another part of the earth, we'll experience maybe an earthquake, but we are going to experience a tsunami. So this is why I need to stay with what the Lord has shown us, because that is to prepare the people of the eastern part of the United States that a tsunami before the 3 days of darkness coming, as the Lord had me say on the Lord's Tower. So I have to be careful not to be repeating what the Lord has said to someone else, because that's where their word is for where they are, their location. Okay? Like people in California will experience an earthquake. People on the eastern part of the United States will experience a tsunami. Totally two different things. Okay? Two different things. My brother and sister, tsunami brings water. They're bringing is destruction. Okay? So the Lord says, he very specific to me, to stay with what he has shown me. Okay? And I'm sorry, Lord. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, I'm sorry because I should have asked the Lord even before I said it. Sometimes I get myself in trouble. God be merciful to me. My brother and sister, because we have to stay with what the Lord is saying. Okay? We have to stay with what he's saying. Okay? Because different, the words are different, but they apply to different situations, different state, different timing, different song. Very important that we stay with our song, the eastern part, and explains how things are going to be so we don't miss the word of the understanding, because it is for us to be prepared. It is for us to be ready to know these things are coming that need to be ready, and we need to be prepared. That is why the Lord is giving it away. He's giving it to us. He's not contradicting himself. It applies to different occasion or different song or different situation. My brother and sister. So that I wanted to. Okay, so the prophet Zephaniah says, that's a day of fury, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasted desolation, a day of darkness and gloom. There you go. Okay? Now, I want you to see something that the prophet Zephaniah points to, that you have to notice this, because I said it before, or God showed it to us when as he did it through Moses in Egypt. I want you to see something here. Okay? I'm going to begin the verse, and then I'm going to finish it. It's a day of fury. It's a day of trouble and distress. It's a day of wasted desolation. It's a day of darkness and gloom. A day of clouds and thick fog. My brothers, notice now. Notice now that thick fog, you won't be able to drive. I have tried to drive in thick fog up here in the mountain. It's almost impossible. You have to stop. You have to stop. You cannot drive in a thick fog. And this fog is totally different than the one we got up here. It's worse. It's thick. It's a darkness that you can feel, said the children of Israel, said God through Moses. So imagine something you can feel is so thick that you can feel you cannot even see your own hand. How are you going to drive through that? How are you going to walk through this? It's impossible. This is why God wants us to stay put. Stay at home. Have your lights at home. Stay inside. Close door, close window, covers your window, covers your door. That keeps your children from looking outside. Okay? Keeps your children from looking outside. It's a day of waste and desolation. Whatever these beasts does, bite people, eat people, kill people, okay, you don't need to see it. You don't need to experience it firsthand. You don't need to be there watching it. Okay, stay at home and pray with God. Ask God to send angels and protect you and your family. My brother and sister, this has been announced for thousands of years. It's not like it's something new. God has been saying it through his prophet for thousands of years. Now it's about to come to pass. When COVID-19 began, was it announced? God told me a plague was coming upon the earth. In 2019, when God brought me down from heaven, God said that the plague was among us, and I came. And a sister says to me in the Spanish program, Brother Elvie, I've been listening to you for 5 years. You've been saying that this plague is coming upon the earth. I don't see it. I don't know where it is. This was back in October, September 2019. You keep seeing this on the Lord Tower. I don't know why you keep seeing this, Brother Elvie. You know, it's not that I want to doubt that you are a prophet of the Lord, but you keep saying that this plague that is coming upon the earth, and some people say, you're crazy. Do you know the technology we have here in the United States? If such a plague or virus come on the earth, we will be able to stop it quickly and get it under control. And I said, God said this will be all over the earth. And I remember in November of 2019, sister said to me, Brother Elvie, there's a virus beginning in Wuhan, China. And I heard you saying that God told you this was among us already. So does it mean that the one starting in Wuhan, is that the virus that's going to go around the earth, the plague that you've been talking about and preaching about in the Lord's Tower? And I said, sister, if that virus began in Wuhan, China, you can believe it will be all over the world. But Brother Elvie, even the Chinese will stop that and not let it get out of their country. I said, sister, God told me it will be all over the world. Okay, Brother, we'll see. In 2020, by January, she contacted me and said, Brother Elvie, I'm sorry. And a few other people that called me crazy. I'm sorry, Brother Elvie. It's already Italy and France. It's practically all over the world by the second month of 2020. You were right, Brother Elvie. And it seems like they're not stopping it that easy. You were right. What God was showing you. My brother and sister, God is never wrong. Everything in his timing. And when he says to us to prepare and be ready, you can be sure it's coming. These 3 days of darkness, God has spoken for several prophets on YouTube. Sister Barbara, he told me the other day, Sister Celestial, he's been speaking into his prophet more often now than ever before. Why? Because it's close. It's close. It's about to come. He spoke to me yesterday and says to me to read this here on the Lord Tower, Matthew 16, the red cloud, that I said, you know, Brother Ben mentioned it to me. I don't know who else mentioned it. And I said, you know, if I said to Brother Ben, Brother Ben was sitting next to me. I was in my computer in the Bible looking for it in the Bible. I said, if the Lord's saying, we're going to have a red cloud before the 3 days of darkness. It's got to be in the Bible. And when I got to Matthew 16:3, Jesus said, this is what I want you to tell them. He spoke it to me right there. Okay, Lord, I will. A confirmation clearly, the red cloud. There will be a red cloud. There will be a red cloud before the 3 days of darkness. And by the next day, it begins 3 days of darkness. It's close. God wants us to be ready, be prepared, especially us that have children. Don't take it for granted if you have children or if you love your dog or your animal. You let them go outside in the 3 days of darkness, they may be killed. They may be killed. So it's important that God wants us to protect the things we love, the animal we love, the people we love, I don't want to send my children to school during the 3 days of darkness. So I'm asking the Lord, been asking the Lord to show me, to direct me, to let me know before they come. So I don't want my, it's going to be hard to walk to school. So I don't want to send them to school. I want my children to be safe. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Psalm 18:10, he lowered heaven and came down with thick darkness under his feet. In other words, Messiah, Jesus is coming during the 3 days of darkness. The darkness are coming under his feet. They will be on the earth while the beasts devour the people, the wicked. Once the beasts are done and the 3 days of darkness are over, during that time, he is changing and transforming his bride, my brother and sister. The bride comes with glorious body, angelic body, but the rest of the people, the wicked, the beasts are eating them already, my brother and sister. That is incredible. And it's in the word of God. Had a solid